Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's Thursday at 4 o'clock, which means we're joined by the great Mike Mayock. You can hear him every week on the Believe in Eagles podcast with Lee Mayock. Mike, how you feeling, brother?
I'm doing good, man. How you guys doing?
We're doing good.
What's up, Mike?
We're doing good. You know, we come off a big win on Monday night against the Packers, and within 48 hours, we're in the A.J. Brown vortex again. I know we talked to you about AJ from your, I actually had a couple of questions, one AJ related, one AJ not related, just about from a GM perspective. I guess when things like this are constant, you know, some teams will have a blow up once in a while, the player will say something, it'll go away. This one keeps going. I guess from an organizational standpoint, at what point Do you sit everyone down and say enough is enough? You know, like they can say that it's not bothering the locker room all they want, but it's still there. So it's less of a specific question and more of a how do you handle this?
I mean, we talked about this a few weeks ago, and basically everything I thought they should be doing, I'm sure they were doing, which yep. is sitting down and having big boy conversations. You get to a point, I think, where you don't know and I don't know what really is or isn't happening in that locker room. And I've been in a lot of locker rooms, as has Ike. And there are times when you get a guy like this where the players just kind of shrug and go, yeah, that's AJ. It's just him. Don't worry about it. There are other times where it festers and it becomes an issue. Right? So I'm not in that building. I don't know what it is right now. They're 7-2. I don't like the passive aggressive social media approach. Yet in my old age, I'm trying to understand that, you know, this is how the younger generation communicates. I just don't like the way it comes out is kind of like, well, you know, I'm at home on my private time and, you know, it's no big deal. And a lot of people probably agree with what he's saying about the offense. And some of what he's saying isn't wrong. It's frustrating to watch that offense right now. But at the end of the day, it doesn't. I think you have to look at it and say, this talent is so good. And we're 7-2. We're coming off a Super Bowl. And it only becomes a major, major disconnect in that building if there becomes a problem with the quarterback and the wideout, is the way I look at it. If the quarterback doesn't trust him to be the right place at the right time, or they lose respect for each other professionally, that can be a problem. Now, I don't see it. I don't see it there. I don't see it happening. I don't think it would happen because the quarterback is just so damn professional. But I think to me that's kind of the point where you go over the line if you think it's actually affecting what the quarterback and the wideout are doing on the field.
I hear, and that all makes a lot of sense. The one thing that I think about when you say, you know, there, because I'm 49, I'm not 28 either, you know, and there's a lot going on that I don't, that I look at and I say, wow, that's beyond me, is that I look at the whole team and they're all young and he's the only one doing it. So all that said, like, you know, they are 7-2 and I start to think about what if they do lose that game? You know, what if Green Bay gets into field goal range and they do lose that game and he does the same thing? It's sort of, what's the phrase? Winning's the best deodorant. If you don't win, then all of a sudden, does this little stuff end up becoming bigger stuff?
Well, let's be really clear to start with, and it's obvious. Unless you're a superstar, you don't get away with this in the first place. That's why nobody else in the locker room is doing it. Okay? Wide receivers are kind of divas by nature. I would make the argument, though, that number six is every bit as good as number 11, and it should be classified in the same way. Mm-hmm. And my frustration is a little bit more along the lines of every team fortunate enough to have two high-level wideouts. Now, I don't care what you look at Cincinnati, you look at, Dallas, Philly. Cincinnati and Dallas seem to have no problems getting the football to their wideouts. And at a certain point, again, we go back to that conversation about identity, Spike. They're 7-2, and I still don't know what their offensive identity is. I have no idea. And on a week-to-week basis, we're running out of weeks now to kind of establish, you know, who we are, what we are, and how we're going to – you know, the margin for error now is getting to the point where it's probably not sustainable because the way they're winning games is they win the turnover battle every week, and that's largely because of their quarterback and their defense. And number two, they're a great red zone team on both sides of the line of scrimmage. So they're scoring touchdowns while other teams are kicking field goals. But the margin for error is so damn narrow. The A.J. Brown thing, again, I just keep going back to he's a wide receiver, he's a prima donna. Unless it's a major disconnect in the locker room and it affects the play between him and the quarterback, I don't think they're going to get to a point this season where it's going to change anything.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at, Mike. I just don't know what's going to change. If you're looking at the offense in the way that it is, it can only be several things as it pertains to AJ. And if we want to exclude him, that's fine. But either he's not the same player he once was, or the quarterback is the issue, or the offensive play design. And I just don't know, how do you fix these things when it seems to me that they want to be a running team? Like, they don't want to be a team that throws the ball 35, 40 times. So targets are going to always be scarce as far as who's going to get them and how many you're going to get. With the amount of talent they have offensively, somebody's going to be left out. You know, some of those other teams that put up those ridiculous numbers, they're either losing, they have to throw all the time, and that's sort of how they play. The Eagles play a brand of football that's close to the vest, don't turn the ball over, take advantage of field position, and win the game no matter what it looks like. And I just don't know if they're ever going to play offense to the level that everyone's satisfied. Because even look at their team last year, Mike, people complained about the passing game. It was a 29th-ranked passing game, and they had a historical year from the running back. So it almost seems like there's going to be something, regardless of what the offense looks like when they win, that somebody is not going to be happy.
Well, everything you said is true, and I don't disagree. They're never going to be a top five or top six passing team in this league, or probably not a top 10, yep, even with two top level wideouts. That's probably not who they want to be, right? Mm-hmm. So as long as they're winning football games,
yep,
they're going to live with AJ Brown right now. I can't speak for the offseason. I don't know any of that, but right now they're going to live with it. And, you know, as far as playing things close to the vest, they are. But at a certain point, you're going to turn the ball over three or four times some game, and you're going to need to score points. And we talked about this last year, Ike, on the stretch to the playoffs. I kept saying somebody's going to stop Saquon, and then what?
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to be able to handle it? And they did.
Yep.
They handled it.
Yeah.
And every time we kind of say Jalen Hurts is not a top-level quarterback in this town, he shows that he is. Mm-hmm. So I just get, you know, there's so many things going through my head, guys, about this game. And, you know, the head coach not punt the ball late in the game. And, you know, all these things. If you're a conservative, defensive-minded, run-the-ball team, why aren't you punting?
Right.
Exactly.
We
agree.
We said the same thing.
Yep. I agree.
And here, let me take that one step further. It should have never even come to that fourth down decision in my mind. If you look back, and I don't know if you guys talked about this at all, but
the previous drive
before that,
where they threw on second and third is what you mean, right?
I mean, they forced them to use a timeout on first down, and the next two they throw incomplete passes. It runs 10 seconds off and saves both timeouts that Green Bay then used to force a fourth down decision. It should have been a kneel down. When they got the ball back, it should have been game over and kneel down. So there's just some inconsistencies here that I get frustrated with. And again, the head coach has got a great record, and who am I to say anything? And I'm not trying to be overly critical. I just think from a time management perspective, they were two huge mistakes that can cost you games, and they're fortunate that they didn't cost them this one.
Mike, we want to talk to you about the game and the tape and the Lions game. I have one other GM-related question about Jair Alexander. So they trade for Jair Alexander, and I think we could all agree we didn't know how much he had left and that he barely played this year, and the Green Bay obviously didn't think enough of him to keep him. That said, they traded for him, and he, you know, has basically retired or semi-retired, isn't going to play this year. When you're trading for somebody, do you have an opportunity? We know you get a physical, but is there an opportunity to talk to the player to see where their head is at? It just seems so stunning that within a week, the guy isn't playing football anymore.
You're technically not allowed to.
Okay.
Unless you ask for specific permission and it's granted by the other GM. So you can't talk directly to another team's player.
Okay, so you're basically just, you know, you're
trust.
Yeah, you just have to hope that he wants to play. Okay.
Let me ask you this real quick, Mike, on the injury thing. If you were to you trade for the player and you're getting him, the team gives him a physical, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And then I'm assuming he passed the physical here, as they wouldn't have.
Yep.
But if he didn't, then the trade would have been rescinded if he wouldn't have passed the physical?
Correct.
Okay.
And one thing, and Mike, you can correct me if I'm wrong, as far as passing physicals, I think people think there's some hardline rule on passing physicals. A team can fail a player on a physical with whatever they want. It's a sliding scale. So if they look at the physical and they say, you know, they could pick something, right? I mean, there's not a hard and fast rule about failing a physical.
No, but it kind of contradicts what you're trying to do. If you're trying to acquire a player and then you just arbitrarily say we're not going to take them because we don't want them now?
Oh, no. I agree. What I'm saying is that I think a lot of people say pass a physical as if there is
they think they're healthy.
Yeah, that there's a specific test. Clearly, maybe they knew something was there, but they decided to take the risk if there was a physical thing. The physical thing is to become aware of all of those things.
Basically, you're looking for all his medical records. You're having your doctor and your trainers go through them. They're coming through. And if he's had a couple of different surgeries on his knees, you're making sure you're checking the x-rays and making sure you're happy with all that. And you're 100% trusting your medical people.
So Mike Mayock with us. Mike, one, we talked about AJ and the offense. The defense played their best game of the year. Jalen Phillips instantly made a huge difference. After looking at the tape of that game, can you speak a little bit about Jalen Phillips' performance and then the effect it had on the rest of the defense?
Yeah. I took a bunch of notes, but to just kind of sum it all up, he was a difference maker both in the run and pass game. I told you that I had done a Miami game earlier this year, and I thought he was back from those injuries. And the other night was as good a game as I've seen him play. He's long. He's powerful. He shocks tight ends with his hand strength and violence. He pushed the right tackle back in the quarterback space, I don't know how many times. And he makes a difference on a bunch of different levels because they can go with a bunch of different packages. You know, he and Nolan Smith become kind of the starting edge rushers. Jellex Hunt now kicks the three. 55, Brandon Graham still has some power. Trust me, there's some power left in those hands and legs. He just needs to get in better shape. But they can run through different packages and kick Jalen Phillips inside. He's a speed-to-power guy that's athletic and twitchy. And I told you all this last week. I love the acquisition. And if he stays healthy, he's going to change the ability of the Eagles to rush the quarterback.
So, you know, big game on Sunday night. And you mentioned the offense. Like, the offense clearly took a step back, didn't run the ball well. Jalen made some – it was an uneven Jalen game, I think. He made some big plays, but also had some misses that were pretty obvious. So going at this offense against the Detroit defense, what are you looking at on Sunday night in those matchups?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because they have one dominant pass rusher, obviously, in Aiden Hutchinson, and then they kind of get it done by scheme and committee. They have a couple of interior rushers that are good in Aleem McNeil and their rookie first-round pick, Tyleek Williams. They're quick and explosive inside, but they don't have a lot of rush outside other than Aiden, so their defense coordinator's got to be creative. When you look at matchups on the outside, I'll be interested to see. They have a guy named Terrion Arnold, who was a first-round pick a few years ago. He's longer, all-pro corner. I'll be really intrigued to see if they match him up with A.J. Brown because the other starting corner is Amik Robertson, who we drafted when I was with the Raiders. He was a fourth-round pick in 2020, and he's quick and he's tough and he's feisty, but he's 5'9".
Oh, we're cooking him.
So as tough and, you know, I love the kid, but on nickel, they'll move him inside a lot and bring another corner outside just to match. So he's not matched up, but it'll be really intriguing for me to see what they do with Terrion Arnold. If he's matched up with number 11, which makes a lot of sense to me if I was game planning the Eagles and they got linebackers can run and play, et cetera. But, you know, from the pass game perspective, that's the matchup. In the run game, they're solid. They don't stand out in any one area, but they're a Dan Campbell team. They compete, they set the edge, they come downhill, they tackle. The difference in this game, to me, is, you know, I'm not sure the Eagles are going to score a lot of points, and I think Detroit is highly capable of, you know, they're one of the best two or three offensive teams in the league. And the Eagles' defense is going to have to play at a high level.
You think the Lions are going to win this game?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I don't know. I would tell you right now that if the Eagles offense scores 10 points, yeah.
that's a pretty solid guess.
I agree with you on that one. Yeah, for sure.
All right, Mike. Thank you as always. We'll talk to you next week at the same time.
Appreciate it, brother.
Appreciate it, guys.
There he is, the great Mike Mayock. I think...
Mm-hmm.
When I was talking about the physical, Mike thought I might have been going after Howie a little bit. Might have gotten tight for a second. All I was trying to do was explain the physical.
We got through it.
Yeah, I think people think there's a hard and fast rule with the physical, right. And there's not really.
No, you're right. Yeah. It's because you would wonder, how did he pass his physical and he hadn't played a game here and all of a sudden there's a knee issue?
Well, I think the truth is that, like with Jahad Campbell, you decide what level of risk you're willing to take.
Oh, yeah.
Because you don't have a chance to watch him run in practice. Mm-hmm. And all you do is you look at the medicals and you say, this is worth the risk or not worth the risk. They didn't give up a lot. And I think they knew it was probably less than 50-50 chance he ended up being a great player here in the first place.
Right.
So it's probably worth the chance anyway. Jack, we have something?
Breaking news.
AJ Brown related?
Huh?
Breaking news?
Where we at?
So this is per. You
couldn't trade him. Yeah,
no.
That's bad.
No, but I still think it is worth breaking news.
What happened?
This is per Eagles Insider of the Year candidate, John Clark.
Uh-oh.
Today at Eagles practice, Big Dom got Eagles owner Jeffrey Lurie and A.J. Brown together, and it looked like they had a very good conversation about A.J.'s frustration, and they all want the offense to be better. Dude, I like when the owner's like, enough.
Listen.
Yeah.
I love John Clark.
Yeah.
How does he know that's what they were talking about?
And how do they know it's a positive conversation?
Yeah, like how does he know this?
No one fought on the field?
Someone must have given, here's my guess. My guess is John Clark just sees the meeting.
Like everybody does out there, yeah.
Like Kemsky saw the meeting.
But my guess would be John Clark, I would hope, before he goes with that, get some insight about what the meeting was about.
And you think they told him? They told him that?
I think they told him that.
I think they told him that. Yeah.
And he said right away.
Yeah. And I also think
yes.
I like that my owner of the Philadelphia Eagles, Mr. Lurie, mm-hmm. said that enough.
Right. But why are they doing it on the practice field?
I don't know.
It could easily.
Yeah, exactly. That could have been done in
unless
the building.
Maybe
they want to keep you call okay, you remember this or everybody. If you're at the office and the boss says to you, I want to talk to you in my office. All of a sudden, there's a different intensity to it than if you just do it while you're out there. So maybe they're trying to keep the intensity level low? Or are you both of you suggesting that John Clark is making more of the interaction than needs to be made? I just want to make sure where we all are on this.
Well, no, I'm just curious as to how do you come to that conclusion by just from afar seeing A.J. Brown talking to Mr. Lurie.
And here's my other question.
Yeah.
He's the only one that's put that out.
Yeah.
And if this happened at Pratt, wouldn't everyone else
like
down
there? Because the media is only allowed in there at the beginning.
Unless he's the only one that asked about it. What? Can you get John Clark on the phone?
Do you want me to call Clarky?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes.
All right, I'll call Clarky.
You know, like if you, I would love to, more insight on this. I want to give him Eagles Insider of the Year points on this.
Well, we are giving him credit.
Well, of course.
I was just wondering how he come to that conclusion that that's what they were talking about.
Unless he got some inside information.
Which is definitely possible here.
Of course.
Because if every other beat reporter had saw them congregating.
Mm-hmm.
How long was the discussion?
Yeah, I want to know. You would have known more about it. Why are we getting random sources, random places about meetings?
Look, all I'm saying is Mr. Lurie, Big Dom, and AJ having a conversation. I want to know what happened.
Yeah, it doesn't pass my smell test.
So let me ask you this.
Okay.
Well, in this conversation that is reportedly being had,
yep.
What do you think Mr. Lurie's angle to this is? To talk to AJ?
I think he wants to be on Janky Rondo's Twitch stream too.
So I'm wondering, is it telling him to cut it out? Is it telling him we understand? Like, I don't, because you got to realize Mr. Lurie's not a fan.
Yes, he's
the owner. This isn't the callers that we have lined up, some on AJ's side, some not. To say he's on AJ's side would mean he's being critical of his coach or...
No. That they all agree they want the offense to be better. That's what John said.
Oh, okay. Well, can we put a news flash out there that everybody wants the offense to be better?
Man,
we're all in agreement there.
Of course.
Like, yeah, it's okay. Yeah, we all want the offense to be better.
The last time I heard... No, it wasn't reported that Mr. Lurie said anything about it, but I think it could be gleaned from the report. It was after Nick yelled at the fans after the Cleveland game.
Yeah.
There was a report that, you know,
people
within the NovaCare facility were not happy about it.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a Mr. Lurie saying this is not how... Oh, Jack's laughing at himself.
Well, I just did the slick glasses transition again, and it's my new favorite thing on the show, man. It's so good. It's so slick.
And you're just finding out about
No,
it.
I know. That's
it's been going on all year, yes.
That's the best.
Yes, one set is, so now that we put it out
we
one set is actual readers, and the other ones are for style.
That's right.
How about this? We heard some inside information about Jack yesterday.
Did I report it?
No.
Who reported it?
It was reported to me and Ike about you.
Ooh.
And
we
will get to it next.
Great.
We will get to it next.
I'm trying to remember.
I will tell you during the break.
Ooh, awesome.
Yes.
No, we don't have to.
Yeah, we do.
I did text Clarky, so we'll see if we can get him on.
Inside Jack information next.
I don't know about that, Jim.
All right, 215-592-9494. Today's show is sponsored by Klondike Kate's Christmas Sleigh Bar. Enjoy Bud Light and Michelob Ultra specials all football season long at Klondike Kate's. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Today's show is sponsored by Klondike Kate's Christmas Sleigh Bar. Check out the pop-up Christmas Sleigh Bar at Klondike Kate's from now through December. Nailed it. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Those are Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere, online at marks-jewelers.com. 330 country, I'm in or I'm out? That is the Twitter question,
uh-oh,
Ike. Now, I know you are on the fence.
Yes.
330 country. What do you think the poll is at? So last time we did it, it was a yes. Where do you think it's at today? Because Jack's taking liberties a couple of days.
He got a little
more country.
I know. And, you know, I don't know if it's actually helped him or not.
No.
I would argue it's hurt. Oh, the real country heads are like, hell yeah. Well, more Shenandoah.
I'll say it's probably 58% no.
51.6% no.
Man, we're still running hot.
Yeah.
50-50.
Yeah.
Well, that means we got something.
Well, you built up a lot of trust with people with the gambler. And then the Monday Night Football theme song.
Yep.
But yesterday we got...
We got...
But for the country ads out there.
But the country.
Exactly. Perfectly fine. I actually... I did mess... Not messed up. But I do have a good one that is along the lines of The Gambler and the Monday Night Football theme that that you guys will like.
Okay, is that tomorrow?
Probably, if I remember.
So before we get back to AJ Bonanza,
I
said we had some inside information about
spit it out.
Jack. Because Jack loves to bring up these little things that happen in the hallway, or the little thing with you and your glasses, or the thing where you said the show doesn't start until your mic, until you speak into your mic.
Widely reported.
Yep. We heard a report yesterday that there was a caller who tried to get through about trading Bryce, and you screamed at this person and hung up on him.
This guy's a psychopath, though. Well, like he doesn't even make any sense. He should be in an insane asylum because he doesn't even say anything. He's like, he starts cursing, and I have a sign here in Northeast Philly that I hate Bryce Hart, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I tried to put him on the air because I think he's a crazy person.
Yeah. Well,
but
doesn't sound like you tried to put him.
Really
I never saw him on the
he
board.
He really starts insulting me and then hangs up, and then we just yell back and forth to each other.
Yeah.
Like, Justin should put the greatest hits of me in this.
No, we don't need to do that. Because if they actually hear what you're saying in there, you probably wouldn't be able to say it. So.
And now it's a game for me. Yes.
Yeah.
What's a game?
Yelling back and forth with
him. I want to talk to him.
I would like for him to hang on, but he's such a crazy person.
You didn't give him time.
That was the third time I've done it with him, and you happen to see it.
Oh, amazing. Third time. I still haven't talked to him.
But he won't hang on.
Okay.
He just does it, doesn't listen to me when I say stop calling, and then he just calls back. He keeps calling over and over. He's a psychopath.
Don't tell him to stop calling. Instead of making him wait, just put him right to the top of the board so I can talk to him.
All right, next time he calls.
Okay.
This is John in the Northeast.
Okay.
Next time the psychopath calls, we'll see how long he holds on when I put him at the top, okay?
All right. That means you got to get to him fast.
I'll interrupt anything.
By the way,
yeah,
I think we're having a ducking situation.
Oh, is Johnny Airport not responding to your text
message?
This
guy lives on his phone.
Yes.
He knows what he's doing.
Yes. Tags me in every tweet about the Sixers. Can't come on the show for 5 minutes and talk about his report. Man. Elliot stands up every time Elliot says anything. Yeah. We're like, get on the air. He's here. Johnny Airport ducking us.
215. I had a feeling that was going to happen.
215-592-9494. Emily, the teacher.
Hey.
You're on WIP. What's up, Emily?
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
What's up, Em?
We're great.
Great. First, I want to say thank you to Spike publicly.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
He replaced my mace as promised that I was confiscated at the Sixers game. And I want to just make a public thank you and show my gratitude to you, Spike. You're a good guy. I don't care what anybody says.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And you have three maces now. So even if one gets confiscated,
yes.
You're fine. All right. Yep.
Yeah, I can get one confiscated now.
Yep.
All right. And that day, so many awesome people reaching out to me on Twitter. Hey, talk to this guy that you were sending me. It's just awesome. The camaraderie and sports community y'all have built here, and I'm happy to be a part of it. Mr. Ike, I have a question for you in terms of this AJ thing. First of all, I think AJ is so wrapped up in his own thoughts. I mean, he's very outspoken about having mental health issues in the past and, you know, always wearing those sweatshirts, check on your teammates, stuff like that. I have to assume that he, you know, kept a lot bottled up inside before he became so outspoken about that. And so I think he gets wrapped up in his own thoughts. I think he has a problem seeing beyond the here and now. And then he's also impulsive. And I think that's what leads to the cryptic tweets and everything. But at least he is expressing himself, not making excuses, not picking sides. But at least he is expressing himself now because he can, whereas in the past maybe he couldn't. But I do have a question because it seems like he just does not care about optics at all. His responses with the media is not calculated like Jalen's and other players. So, like, when you become a professional player and you're expected and required to, you know, have these media events and talk to the media and have these discussions, are you guys put through any type of training or workshop or do's or don'ts for carrying yourself, you know, as representing the team when you're talking to the media?
Sure. You get that stuff coming out of college. A lot of these guys go to major colleges, and with today in social media, I'm pretty sure there are seminars, there are classes available to you on how you should handle the media. I know the Eagles do a great job of trying to inform rookies when they come in and new players when they come to town about being able to navigate the Philadelphia media, because media here isn't the same as media everywhere else. And so we're going to comb through every quote in audio, video, everything. That's what we do here. And AJ's been here long enough to know these things. I think AJ actually chooses to be public with some of the things he wants to be public with when he feels like it's time for me to do it. And what I mean by that is that when he wants to get a message out there, he has no problem with telling you he'll get the message out there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he has no problem with telling everybody. He'll hold everybody accountable. That's what I do. He had no problem calling our show a couple years ago and professing that I challenged the bully. You guys are like bullies in the media. I ain't afraid of the bully. I'll attack the media. I'll attack the bully. These are things that
that's the impulsivity I'm kind of talking about.
Yeah.
You know, he's quick to react and not really to think ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Well, Emily, the other thing he has is he is surrounded by a PR staff that will, if he allows them to, will tell him basically what he's going to be asked. And if he needs any help constructing a response, they are
That's
there.
What they do.
They are there for that.
Yeah.
So
yeah, and he feels so wrapped. Like he doesn't have the wherewithal to reach out for help when maybe he know. Like he didn't think twice about reading a book on the sideline as a professional player. Like he just doesn't think things through. Anyway, I don't know what he said right and wrong, but I think he thinks the problem was with the whole entire, like, scheme of the offense, like, the whole thing, not Jalen, not other wide receivers, not nothing. Correct me if I'm wrong, do we have a huge amount of, like, time of possession in the league, the Eagles? Do we have, like, one of the most amounts of time of possession in the league?
So I would guess this year it's not very high.
A lot of three and outs this year.
Yeah, they lead the league in three and out percentage this year. So they're kind of a confounding team in that they have the most three and outs of any football team since 2014. So it's hard.
When we zoogle on drives, they're usually, like, long and sustaining. No, I feel like Nick Sirianni wants to, or KP, whoever, wants to just, like, soak the clock, like, rest the D, like, that's why we run it on 3rd and 14 so we can, run that clock and then take even more clock while we're running our punk guy out there.
So
I don't know.
The Eagles are 14th in the league in time of possession. They're
right, not bad.
They're right ahead of the Giants.
Last point, I want to just take a step back. I always like to find the silver lining and things, you know, give people the benefit of the doubt like I do with Fritz all the time. And I had to get a dig in.
Every call.
Hi, Fritz. Here's the silver lining I'm saying. Let's take a step back as a city, as Philadelphia sports fan, and just realize what a luxury it is to have teams with the Sixers and one of the best centers to ever play basketball, former MVP, on our team, but he's sitting and we're winning, or playing little and we're winning. What a luxury it is to have one of the top elite wide receivers in the whole NFL on our team, and we're not running the offense through him, and sometimes he's sitting and we're winning. Like, what a luxury is that we get to have these conversations?
One of the top receivers in the league. I don't know if you noticed. Number six on the other side, he's establishing himself as one of the top wide receivers in the league.
Our roster on paper is a blueprint for explosive play after explosive play if we want it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But anyway,
all right.
I'm just going to take a step back and be grateful that we have winning teams, even with, this.
Yeah, Emily? You know what that says to me? That says to me that winning is the most important thing to you. It's amazing.
In this city?
Yes.
Thank you for the call, Emily. In this city?
It's amazing how many people have decided winning isn't the most important thing.
Not me and Spike.
Wow.
We're late converts. It's day 5 of Jalen's sobriety.
I'm just saying, it's amazing how many people don't think that's the top priority.
Unbelievable, right?
Yep.
I didn't say anybody.
Wow. Yeah, no, we get it. Wow. You made your point clear. Yep. We're all on the same page. Yep.
Yeah, Buffalo's number 2 in time of possession.
Okay.
Well, they're fraudulent this year.
They might be. Yeah. They might be because their defense isn't that good.
Yeah. Yeah. And Josh isn't playing that well.
He is not. 215-592-9494. Get your calls right after we tell you about National Appliance Warehouse and the Black Friday Mega Sale?
The Black Friday Mega Sale.
Mega Sale.
I mean, you get excited when you even say it. It's like, but Black Friday's not even, it's weeks away.
I'm so excited about the Black Friday Mega Sale, I might add a second and third fridge in my kitchen.
Just so many fridges.
Yeah.
With all the Wi-Fi.
From National Appliance Warehouse.
Yeah, so listen, you've heard us talk about National Appliance Warehouse. You're probably curious, like, should I really go? When's the right time to go? Right now's the right time to get to National Appliance Warehouse because you can save up to 40% on over 100 brands, including Whirlpool Appliances. Whirlpool Appliances, Sub-Zero, Cove, Wolf, whatever you could possibly need appliance-wise, National Appliance Warehouse has for you. Obviously, they have Price Assure, piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse. Instantly updates price tags all throughout the store, so you're saving money there, and of course, tax-free Delaware. So, Black Friday Mega Sale underway right now. So you're going to get the right appliance, again, over 100 brands, 15,000 square foot showroom. You're going to get a great price, but on top of that, an industry-leading service team there to take care of you. Installation, delivery, the whole nine yards at National Appliance Warehouse. Learn more at nationalappliancewarehouse.com or hurry to their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
We haven't played Jalen's responses to the AJ questions.
I was just looking at some of those.
Jack, do we have them ready to rock? Is the question in there? So I don't have to set it up.
The first one's just about his thoughts on AJ's comments.
Okay.
Well, we've got the Detroit Lions, so I'm gonna definitely put a halt to that. I think the more we drive, that, the more of a distraction it becomes. And I think ultimately it's about the group. And so things have been what they've been, and they are where they are. You know, we are who we are as a team. We're all we got, and we're all we need. And so in terms of who we have this week, we got a really good opponent coming into town, a team that is, if I can only imagine, has been waiting on the opportunity to play us, given history and given how good they've been. Been a great team, great organization, great coach, and great culture. And so my energy, my focus is purely focused on trying to be the best that I can be this week, trying to lead this offense in a way that we need to be led, and be the leader I need to be in this time. Mm. We've got the Detroit Lions.
So my question is, when he said, "I'm going to put a stop to that," did he mean
halt?
Yeah, halt.
Yeah.
Did he mean I'm going to put a halt to him making the comments, or did he mean I'm going to put a halt to the conversation about it in this press conference?
I took it as he meant he's putting a halt to that conversation.
Okay. I agree.
Okay. All right.
He's putting a stop to the conversation because he says the more we talk about that and the more we drive that, he said something to the effect it becomes a bigger distraction.
Sure.
So I locked in on that specific line or two for everyone who wants to keep telling me this isn't a distraction.
He's saying it.
He's telling you it. You're asking me about AJ's comments. I want to focus on the Detroit Lions. We got a good football team coming up here Sunday that's going to be looking to kick our butt on national TV.
Right. He said
that's what he said.
Yeah.
Those are his words.
He said it's essentially a distraction. Yes. So then they asked Jalen about the idea of getting A.J. Brown the ball more. Here's what he said.
Now, where do you stand in terms of getting him more involved?
I know you got to ask those questions, and I have a lot of respect for that. My focus always gears back to what the group is doing and what the collective is. A.J. plays a pivotal role in what we've been and what we've done, and so we just have to continue to grow with that every day. I know he's talked about having a growth mindset and embracing that, and so we just need that mentality as we go throughout this season and try and get to where we're trying to go.
You know, I'm not a Jalen guy.
Come on, I had to move you right there.
But that's how you answer those questions. Because not only does it not start a fire.
He's not adding to it. Yep.
He is also, without giving too much, he is sending messages. There's one into AJ there. He says essentially, if I wanted to say it, here's how I would say it. Well, he says he's about a growth mindset. I hope he is,
yeah.
Which is, that's the way that I'm saying it, not the way that he's saying it, but it's the same words.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So, yep. I don't know. I mean.
Yeah, and I think his response to this stuff is important. We get that AJ is frustrated. I mean, the problem with AJ's frustration for someone like myself is that I don't know what's that line of demarcation that's going to make him happy. What is it? How many targets do you need to get? Two touchdowns and over 100 yards, and you still weren't happy.
Right.
So, like, what are we talking about? You don't know. It's like somebody trying to please you, and you can't be pleased. You can't be pleased. And if you expect to get 10 to 12 targets every game, is that a rational way to think when you know y'all don't throw the ball as often? You got Devontae, you got Dallas Goedert, you got Saquon, you can throw the ball out of the backfield. Like, some of this stuff has to be realistic expectations. And that's sort of where I've landed on this whole thing. And that's why I get frustrated with all of this, is because it's one thing to talk about this in the offseason and say we hope this is what they're going to be, but we see what they are.
We're nine games in.
So now all of a sudden, would you expect us to be the Cincinnati Bengals? That's not what they do. It's not what Jalen does best. Do you want him turning the ball over? Right? Like, do we want him turning the ball over more and then where it cost us games? So he's trying to do the best he can. They want to get better. They all know that it hasn't been good enough. I just don't know what that looks like. What does good enough for AJ look like? Well, it's clearly not winning. It wasn't even winning a Super Bowl. His words after winning the Super Bowl was that, man, this ain't really do for me what I thought it was going to do for me. I like dominating my individual player. Those are AJ's words, unprompted. Right?
Yes. Yeah.
It wasn't a media question. It wasn't any of that. That was him putting it on Instagram that that's how he felt.
I just think there isn't. At this point, I don't think there is.
And you know what, Spike? Yeah. Guess what? I think the Eagles realize that too. That's why they're not changing.
They're not forcing it anymore.
They do.
Right. Because we're never going to make them happy.
Exactly.
Right.
The Eagles feel the same way as a coaching staff. They could easily say, we're going to dial up the first 10 or 15 plays for AJ. So we make sure we get him all his touches. They're saying we're going to do what we think is best for us to win football games. And if the ball goes his way for this matchup, then great. If it doesn't and we win, so be it. Smitty had a great day. Dallas may have had a great day. Saquon may have run for a buck 50. We know that only happened once. But my point is that they aren't going to cater the offense to AJ.
You know what it reminds me of? And I'm not comparing the players. I'm just comparing the situation.
Yeah.
When Topper was like, I'm going to platoon Castellanos.
Yeah.
I don't care anymore. I'm trying to win a World Series. You're going to pal. You're going to say this
that's
and
good,
that.
That's a good comparison,
and,
Spike.
And you know what? I'm going to do what I have to do. And if you want to blow yourself up, if you want to be the one that looks like a jerk, have at it.
Yeah.
But when you get in there, you're going to have to play. You're under contract, whatever.
Yep.
And you know, I'm going to do what's best for the baseball team. And this is not the case that was happening because earlier in the year, I think they were trying to force the ball to AJ.
The Rams, the Bucks game, yeah. You could tell that they came out in the second half of a game and tried to get AJ the ball.
Yeah, and I think they just said, like Topper said, I'm going to play Max Kepler. I don't care. And it was after Castellanos clearly showed, I think I care more about me than mm-hmm. I do about us. Then Topper said, okay, well then I care about us and I'm going to make decisions based on us. And I think that's a,
well, look how that's ending, by the way.
Well, yeah. I mean, it'll end the same. I mean, AJ's not going to be on the team next year.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks AJ's going to be on the team next year is crazy. There's no way. They're going to do this again. There's no way.
Because they're not going to change what they're doing. So then he can't be happy if nothing is ever going to really change.
Well, and Sirianni was defiant about it the other day, talking about it. He's like, we've won a lot of football games doing it this way.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I got to be honest with him. I'm on that side of things. Do what you've been doing to win football games.
You have to be.
That's the side of things I'm on.
We're a win's a win show.
Yep. Always been
listen,
that way.
Listen, late adapters, hands up.
Yeah.
Hands up. But late adapters.
Listen. Since the glasses, you're on the wrong side.
Hold on.
I'm just letting you know.
Let me see if you're in my top five.
Yeah, what's coming up in the top five at five, Jack?
Funniest things from our talk with Plymouth White Marsh High School.
Okay. So we spoke to the...
How can I not be in the top five?
No, you're on it. Yeah.
We spoke to the Plymouth White Marsh High School sports debate club today. 45 kids in jerseys came in learning how to spit. Spit takes.
Sure.
Yeah, so that is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.